This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. One of the issues that's made headlines so far in the legislative session is the revolving door ban, which would put an end to legislators becoming lobbyists for 2 years after they leave the office. In the past, a loophole allowed lawmakers to resign and immediately lobby the chamber opposite where they served. Here now to explain the ins and outs of the revolving door ban is Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So starting off, Kyle, last week state lawmakers hoped to make some headway on the revolving door bill, but they were delayed because of the snow and ice. Last night, amendments to the bill passed, but Republicans aren't too happy with the outcome. What happened?
Well, this is supposed to be the year without controversy. It's an election year. You know, the idea is to get in and get out, but that ended last night. You know, the way this bill is supposed to work is, you know, a lawmaker can, you know, they can leave, they can retire early, they can, you know, retire at the end of their term, then come back. If you're a senator, you can lobby the House. Well, they wanted to stop that. And Senator Del Marsh from Anniston, you know, had made this his one project for this year to get this ban passed. But it went before the state Senate last night, and State Senator Hank Sanders proposes this amendment, which dramatically expands the impact of this bill. But what it does is now, instead of just banning this revolving door practice, it bans things such as the governor being able to come back and lobby. It bans the governor's family members from being able to do this. It bans lawmakers' family members from being able to lobby the legislature or any other public body, not just the legislature. It bans public officials' family members from being able to do business with the state or the companies that they work for from being able to do business with the state. It bans businesses that have contracts with the state from being able to make political donations to public officials. I mean, it's a whole laundry list of things that were never intended for this. And when this was proposed, Del Marsh said, no, this is not germane. This is, you know, this is beyond the scope of what the original bill proposed to do. And, you know, they fought about it for a while. The Democrats threatened to filibuster. So finally, they allow it to come to a vote. The amendment passes 33-0. They have some more debate. Then the bill passes the Senate 33-0. So in the end, everybody seemed to agree, but Republicans were obviously not happy. Democrats also had their dander up saying, you know, if we're going to go in on ethics reform, let's go all in. Let's not have any half measures here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's sort of this trick that, you know, the Democrats are pulling here, so the Republicans think, and that they're making this bill so broad and so powerful that once it gets to the Alabama House, they'll scuttle it, they'll shelve it, they'll pigeonhole it, they won't bring it up again.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like the Republicans felt some pressure to pass this unanimously last night.
Obviously. I mean, they don't want to vote against ethics reform. Nobody wants to vote against ethics reform. And, you know, Democrats sort of box them in on that issue.
Mm-hmm. So how frequently do lawmakers actually resign and then lobby the chamber opposite where they served? I mean, is this a really frequent problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened several times in the past year where we've had lawmakers, you know, retire early, not even fill out the rest of their term, and then turn right back around and become lobbyists. And, you know, look, if you want someone to go argue on your behalf in Montgomery, who do you want? You want someone who knows how that system works, and no one knows how that system works better than someone who's seen it from the inside.
And finally, Kyle, is this a problem for lawmakers who won't be able to lobby after they resign their position? I mean, is this unfair to them at all?
Well, you know, it's sort of a thing in Montgomery that once you get a job there, I mean, you never have to worry about having a job again. It's like the Hotel California. You can check in anytime you'd like, but you can never leave. You know, that's part of the way Montgomery works. Is it unfair to them? You know, the better question is it unfair to the constituents of lawmakers whose representative is quitting halfway through their term to take one of these jobs?
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.